This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world on this last weekend of April. And on our show this week, my first guest is a country gentleman. Our friend Charlie Daniels will be here. Then actor and musician Kevin Costner will be joining us. Later on, Christine Negroni will be joining us also. She has a book called Crash Detectives, fascinating book. And from World Vision, a remarkable story by Lauren Fisher. Next hour, one of the giants in our business. Rita Coolidge will be on the program. Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley from the ever-popular NBC show This Is Us. Actor Hal Linden, of course, from Barney Miller and so many other things. And from HGTV's Kitchen Cousins, Anthony Carino. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Seggi today. We're going to pause when we return. My first guest this week, Charlie Daniels.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what.
Welcome back to Ron Seggi Today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, and he's always welcome here. You talk about a southern gentleman. This is the man, and what a talented guy he is, too. He's got a project that's coming out on the first that I'm excited about, one of the best in the business, the legendary Charlie Daniels. Charlie, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I don't know if I can follow an introduction like that or not, man. Wow.
Are you kidding me? You could follow that like a surgical knife going through soft butter. You are so smooth. And I look down all the things that you've done. You've scored on the rock charts, the country, the pop, Christian. And, of course, Devil went down to Georgia, which became a platinum single. And, oh, my goodness, all the things that you've done. Grammy Award. CMA trophies, and now a new project that I am absolutely blown away with that's coming out the first.
Well, it's called Off the Grid, CDB, doing it Dylan, and Off the Grid denotes that it's an acoustical album, first acoustical album we've ever done.
Wow.
And, of course, doing it Dylan, it means it's 10 Bob Dylan tunes that we're doing, that we picked out. That I'm pretty happy with this album, Ron, be honest with you about it. You know, some albums you look back and you're wish you had done something different or whatever, but I'm pretty happy with this one.
Well, you know, I was kind of blown away when I found out how much of a huge fan you were of, and still am, of Bob Dylan. But I didn't know that you actually worked on a couple of sessions with him in the studio band, Self-Portrait and New Morning.
Nashville Skyline, Self-Portrait and New Morning, I sure did, yeah. It was one of the highlights of my life at the time.
But that was at the time that Bob started to change from the just him and the acoustic guitar and the harmonica, and went in, much to the dismay of a lot of purists, using other instruments. But he didn't care. He still doesn't.
Well, he had gotten in kind of into it, but he started recording in Nashville a couple albums before the one that I worked. I think the first one he did here was probably Blonde on Blonde. But he really liked the Nashville players because they'd come in and just, he'd play a song and everybody just fall right in and do it. And this first one that I worked on, the Nashville Skyline album, I think was seemed to be a little bit of a departure from the other material, in that it seemed a little mellower. I think kind of a little tip of the hat to country, if you will.
You say that 50 years ago you go back enjoying Bob Dylan, and yours truly the same thing. But what was it that you saw? Because a lot of people at that time were listening to the Shirelles and, you know, all of those, you know, kind of bubblegum songs. And now here comes a guy that breaks the mold. He breaks it from the standpoint of beat, the words, the phrasing. I mean, he takes everything that we're used to listening to and changes it and caught the ear of guys like yourself.
It was the freedom that he just had, that he used, whether he had it or not. He just took it. Everything was pretty much Tin Pan Alley and Broadway musicals and that sort of thing up the time he came along. And he came along, it just kicked over the traces and broke all the rules and broke out of the box and out of the envelope and everything else, and just said, well, you know, my song don't fit in a 3-minute and 14-second slot for a radio. This, my song don't fit in 5 minutes. It's 10 minutes long. And if I want to do one set of verses longer than the others, I'll do it. Or if I want to put more intervals in, time intervals in between verse and chorus, I'll do it. He just did it however he wanted to. Mm-hmm. And it made for a great feeling of freedom for people like myself that wanted to be myself and didn't quite know how to go about doing it. And Dylan just did it, and I knew I couldn't emulate him. I don't mean like that, but the idea that you could experience this kind of freedom when you went in to create music kind of, you know, turned your head around a little bit. And that he started that whole thing, I think.
And as a former disc jockey, songs like Positively 4th Street were really unbelievable songs to play because they were 4 and 5 minutes long, and you were used to playing, you know, a Bobby Darin song, which was 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So it really did break the mold. Now, this new CD, Off the Grid, is it some of the old stuff of his?
There's some old stuff. There's some new stuff. We didn't go for any particular era or any particular genre. We didn't try to pick out one of his spiritual songs or one of this or that or the other. I picked out songs that I felt we could do best with the band. That was our main aim, is to do Bob Dylan, but to do it CDB.
Yeah.
And that's what we were trying to accomplish, and I think we did accomplish it.
Now, has he commented to you at all? Has he heard the CD?
I really don't know. I talked to him on the phone about a week or so ago and told him we were sending it, but I haven't heard back yet. I would love to hear from him, but I'm not sure we will. But I hope he's happy with it.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sure that he's complimented by having somebody of your caliber do his songs. I mean, you know, he's had everybody else do them, Elvis Presley, the whole nine yards. But, you know, when somebody of your stature comes out and dedicates an entire CD, I don't know if anybody's ever done that before. One thing if I sang all those songs, another thing if Charlie Daniels sings all those songs.
Well,
you know,
you're very kind. Thank you. It is a tribute to him. It's a tribute that says how very much I like his music and what a large influence and what a large part of my musical life it's been.
It's always tough for a singer. I'm a singer, too. I tour with a 15-piece orchestra, which is a little too many people. But, you know, it's always difficult when you're doing other people's songs because you want to do it as close to how they remember it, but you also want to put your own touch in it. And I'm sure with this that you do just that. If you didn't have the dash of Charlie Daniels, I mean, you'd be hurting.
Well, you know, we ain't going to do without that. We can't help that. It's kind of,
you got to have that.
It kind of comes naturally.
Charlie, how many dates are you doing now on the road?
We'll do 100, 110 this year, about 10 Grand Ole Opry appearances, and probably some recording and stuff. It's enough to keep a kid busy.
Gosh, you know, I can't believe that. You are one of the most active guys and still want to do something new and fresh, inducted in the Grand Ole Opry in 2008, and it never tires for you. That's what I absolutely admire about you. You know that?
Well, I love what I do. God's blessed me with the Bible says he'll give you the desires of your heart. I have to live my desires of my heart. I'm able to do exactly what I want to do for a living. I have for 56 years, still doing it and loving it.
Have you had time during that 56-year period, as we all do in our careers, where you thought to yourself, maybe I should have just went into insurance or something a little bit different, perhaps a little simpler life, or even on the downtimes, if you've had it? I don't even remember a downtime for Charlie Daniels. He's always on the charts.
No, I don't have any desire to do anything else. I never have had a desire. Once I started playing music, that's all I ever wanted to do. I wouldn't trade places with anybody.
Yeah.
I love my job.
Oh, and it's a great job you have, and you're so good at it.
It was pretty wild, I'll tell you.
Now, when you go out and start touring now with this new Bob Dylan project under your belt, will you be doing a lot of the songs from there? I mean, because, see, I always say that when you are an entertainer that has a lot of hits, it's hard to break in new material in a concert because everybody wants to hear, you know, the South is going to do it again and Long Haired Country Boy. They want to hear the hits. So is it
we do those. That's the first thing with us that we always add are the songs that people expect to hear. But we had a couple of we've been doing a couple of these tunes. We've been doing Times Are Changing and Tangled Up in Blue. We find time to put a couple of them in the set. Yeah.
You have to bring in the hits or you're in trouble. You know, there's been a lot of comedians that had a good time with Bob Dylan over the years because in the last, I don't know, few years, it's hard to understand some of his lyrics these days, but you know, no matter what you do, and no matter how many times he goes up on stage, he's got that reputation that you have discussed, and obviously a big influence on you, that just perpetuates itself.
Well, he's an absolute out-and-out legend. He's his own chapter of American musical history. He changed the whole situation when he came along. I think more so than anybody, I think he's had more to do with changing the face of American popular music more so than anybody I know of. He was before the Beatles.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He was before a lot of the people that we think of as being innovators. In fact, I think he inspired a lot of the people we think of as innovators.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you're one of them.
Well, he definitely inspired me,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
I feel kind of funny talking about another musical legend when I've got a musical legend as a guest. So I apologize if I've done that, but I know that this is a great project that you're a labor of love for you, this Bob Dylan project. So, Charlie, I apologize for talking about Bob Dylan when I'm talking to Charlie Daniels, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, not at all. Good gosh, man. I'm a peon compared to Bob Dylan in my mind.
That's only in your mind, then, my friend. Well, I got to tell you, it's always great talking with you. As I mentioned in the introduction, you're a gentleman and a remarkable talent. And the new CD is going to be hitting stores on the first, Off the Grid, kind of a tribute to Bob Dylan, done by one of the great artists in our industry and a really cool guy, my friend Charlie Daniels. Charlie, it's always great having you here, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Always my pleasure, my friend. You take care, and we'll do it again soon.
I hope so, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
Stay well. Charlie Daniels, genuinely a nice man. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggie today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I am excited to have our next guest with us. He is truly a man of many, many talents, an Academy Award winner, an actor, a director, a musician. He does everything equally well. Joining us right now, Kevin Costner. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good, Ron. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. I have to make an apology to you, though. If I ran down everything that you did since Sizzle Beach, USA, we would be here for a long time. American Flyers, The Untouchables, Field of Dreams, Dances with the Wolves, JFK, Bodyguard, Wyatt Earp, Waterworld. I mean, the list is endless.
Well, you know, I don't really do as many movies as most guys in my category. I kind of have a life. I there's a lot of things I try to do in my life, and I think if you would add it up, guys in my category, I've probably done about a third of the movies of the other guys. But I'm happy that you appreciate some of them that I was able to make.
Well, you know, I think a lot of times what happens is that people will make a lot of movies, but they're not necessarily hot movies. You make maybe less movies, but they're all hot. Steve Allen told me one time, I said, you know, you wrote over 500 songs. He said, yeah, but they probably weren't any good because I only had one that was a hit.
I know that feeling. That's a feeling I have as a songwriter. It's funny, too, because always the last song you write, you think, oh, that's my best song. And the truth is, sometimes this is not very good at all. But, you know, if you keep trying, the cream kind of can get to the top, and you just have to be smart enough to know when a song is good enough to put in front of a paying customer, not your grandmother.
Yes, that's right.
Because your grandmother will listen to anything.
Anything.
In fact, I got so immersed into it, we ended up writing a concept record called Famous for Killing Each Other. My band and I just started writing, you know, these Appalachian songs that some of it was purely lyrical songs and some of it was just orchestral. So I think it'll be a really kind of a very cool record to listen to. So look for Famous for Killing Each Other, because that's the name of the record.
And your third album, From Where I Stand. Also, you're going to be at a ceremony in honor of military members killed in the Chinook SEALs crash, and that'll take place in Fort Knox, Kentucky?
Yeah, we wrote a song that was really about the Civil War, and I knew it was a beautiful song, but one of our friends trained the pilots of the men that went down. We lost a lot of SEALs.
Right.
And we lost a lot of pilots, and it was a terrible tragedy. I think over 30 people were lost. They sent this song to one of the families, and it struck such a nerve with them that it was what they hoped happened when a loved one is lost on the battlefield. It's a song that really talks about the last moment a person is alive, that just before they pass. And for the living, we're incredibly haunted by that. You know, was our son or was our daughter alone? Were they afraid? And this song speaks to that moment about an angel coming coming down and just kind of covering them. And the song has had such a meaning to that family that they began to pass it around, and now they're using the song to dedicate it to the memorial and have asked us to come out. And I believe now the Gold Star mothers and the Gold Star wives, we are letting them have that song to use however they want to use it.
Oh, wow.
I've had a lot of pretty neat things happen to me in my life, and I couldn't put anything above this, to be honest.
What a great name, too. The Angels Came Down. That is so appropriate in this case.
Yeah, it's not political, which is, and it wasn't, so I hope that you hear it. I hope I'd be interested to know after you hear it, and in fact, might even sing it at the Lakeland concert.
Oh, good. Here's an unfair question I'm going to ask you, okay? Now, I know you're a great actor, director, and a musician. What do you like most? If you had to do one, this is probably like asking somebody, which kid do you like better, you know?
Yeah.
If you had to do one, and you're good in all of them, what would you do?
The music is more fun because there's a live element to it. There's you're playing with your friends. The audience can interact with you. You know, when you're acting in a movie, everybody's got to be quiet. Even if it's a comedy, they got to be quiet.
Yeah, right.
So sometimes you're not even sure if you're funny. You know, everybody's got to be quiet. Don't ruin this take. So playing music, you know, whether it's in your living room or in front of 30,000 people, it's just really an experience that you wish almost everybody could have at some point.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you, and the problem is that those individuals who act who have never had the opportunity to do something live on stage, i.e. music, because, you know, if you do something that's like a play or something, it's not quite as enthusiastic as if you're doing a bunch of songs, and they've never experienced that, they would not understand that, because the movie process and the television process, frankly, is kind of boring.
Well, it really is. I mean, you can try to explain it to people, and it's also long. I mean, you know, movie people, they're used to working 12 hours a day, you know, and you do it 6 days a week when you're away from home. So it's a process, you know, but the music, you know, I like the hours better, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. And again, it's more fun. And I'll tell you the other thing, too. When you're up there in music and you're kind of having a bad night, you kind of share it with the rest of the musicians, plus the fact that, you know, you can always butt the songs together in case nobody's really accepting this. As a stage actor or a comedian, you're kind of in a jam because you're by yourself. You're falling off that cliff alone.
Well, you can listen. When you go live, that there's drama, and I like the drama because by definition, drama, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. You know, one of the things that what I wanted to do when I played was I wanted to play original music, and that you risk a lot there too because usually people want to hear old favorites, they want to hear things they know, and that's not what I do.
Yeah.
I go out and I play a lot of these songs, and maybe the salvation of a lot of them is that they were written on movies that people remember.
Sure.
So a lot of these songs were written during the making of movies that people enjoyed. So when I go on stage, I try not to separate my movie career from my musical career.
Well, I think you make a definitive line between the both of them. I really do. I loved your work on 13 Days and on JFK. I mean, it was sensational, as all your Elliot Ness, as I mentioned earlier, and, of course, The Bodyguard is being seen frequently nowadays. A true testament of somebody's work is if it stands the test of time. Yours does.
Well, thank you. I mean that's kind of what you hope happens. You don't know that it's going to. You know, the movies I make, I want them to be classic, whether they are or not. That's how I go into them. That's the thought that I have for them, and that's how I try and choose them. I don't like making a movie and then go, God, I'm surprised that people really like this.
Yeah.
You know, I want to believe that they're going to like it. Now, you know, what happens between the point that you make one and all the decisions that go into it and all the politics that go with movies these days, you don't know. But the idea to make a movie that you can pass from father to son and on down is really the idea.
Well, this has been a treat. It really has, Kevin. And the name of the group, of course, is Kevin Costner and the Modern West. Can we go to KevinCostner.com?
Yeah, you can go to there. I've got a website. You can see where we're playing. I don't exactly administer it. I just don't understand the computer world that much, man, to be honest with you.
Me neither.
You know, how it works. I mean, people go there, and they know how my website works better than I do. But, you know, we're coming. We're going to play the East Coast, and I really hope you find your way backstage.
We will be back there. I guarantee you, Kevin. And please don't be a stranger. Come back. We'd love to have you back here. You're a great guest and a terrific talent, whether it's in front of the cameras, behind the cameras, or on stage singing.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
All right.
Kevin Costner's been our guest, and there's more to come on Ron Segi Today.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Law enforcement personnel in Poway, California say they've detained a person who's suspected of opening fire at a synagogue. KFMB TV reporter Brandon Lewis tells us several people have been wounded.
Now, what we understand is the man opened fire and hit multiple people, including a rabbi, according to witnesses, who was hit in the hand. Deputies say the injuries range in intensity. The suspect then apparently drove west on Rancho Bernardo Road past the 15, where he was later arrested.
One little girl was reportedly shot in the leg. Mayor Steve Voss says this is shaping up to be a hate crime.
His motive was clearly antipathy for the Jewish faith.
The synagogue was holding a Passover celebration at the time. Police investigating the bombings in Sri Lanka have raided what was believed to be a safe house for Muslim extremists. 15 people were killed. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And our next guest is extremely interesting, and her book is just that, too. The subject matter sometimes isn't always a subject that you want to talk about. The name of the book is The Crash Detectives, Investigating the World's Most Mysterious Air Disasters. Joining us right now, it's its author, and also she's a reporter for The New York Times, ABC News, Air and Space Magazine, and the popular blog Flying Lessons, Christine Negroni.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. I have to tell you that I devoured this book. And you and I probably have a lot in common because I know that as a child, your dad used to take you to the end of the runway in Miami to watch all the planes come in and take off. And I can remember my father in a small town in Pennsylvania doing the very same thing to me, getting me hooked very early on airplanes. But you've taken it a step further and over the past 20 years investigating air crashes. This is a subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about. And we're going to talk about it today.
Okay. Before we're done, I'm going to leave you with the point that this is not a downer. This book is not a downer. Mm-mm. This is an upper. This book is an upper.
Right. Well, I'm a fan, and I shouldn't say it that way because it sounds grotesque, but Air Emergency, Why Planes Crash on NBC, Air Disasters, only because of the fact, and people think I'm crazy because why do you watch these? Doesn't it scare you? And I'm not the best flyer in the world. But what I find, Christine, is the more you know about this equipment, the better you can understand it. And I think when you are up there at 37,000 feet at 600 miles an hour, you need to understand at least some of the principles, not just, hey, how did this happen?
Right.
How did you get involved with some of these great investigations? Because, you know, they find out how a 747 crashes with something the size of your baby fingernail.
Sometimes it's true. You know, it is, it's a CSI of the air, basically. I mean, the way accidents are investigated and that all of the contributing sciences that go into air accident investigations, it's physics, it's chemistry, it's electrochemistry and magnetics, it's psychology and human performance, it's ergonomics, it's a lot of things, and they all come together, and that's what I find so fascinating, and I suspect that's why you like it so much, is because it's not simple. It's complex, but ultimately logical. And if you can boil it down to this happened because of these logical series of events, I think it does give you some control back. So you don't feel like I'm hurtling through the air in this great, like, magic of an airplane. It's not magic. It's completely logical. It goes with the laws of physics. And, you know, and I think understanding that's your way of sort of coping with aviation is that you realize that, you know, the more I know about it, the more sense it all makes. I think that's a sensible way to go at it.
Well, and I also think that you have to appreciate the fact that all of the things that occur in a flight are so well gone over and still the safest way to travel. I mean, the problem with airline crashes is they gain so much notoriety because it's such a catastrophic event. 200 people, 150 people, 17 people, where you have more people dying on a weekend on highways, you just don't hear about it because it's 1, 2, 3 at a time.
Yes, because they die one at a time. Yeah. Exactly. It's exactly correct. It's exactly correct. And plus, we only hear about the big events. You know, an airliner crashes and 70 people die. Trust me, everyone hears that news. But they don't hear the news necessarily when an airplane lands with no gear and it skids to safety. Okay, it might make the evening news, but you don't hear about that accident. You don't hear about the turbulence event in which 3 people might have gotten, you know, bumped around, but everybody landed and everything was fine. But those are the bulk. Those non-fatal events are the bulk of accidents, and the reason they're the bulk of accidents is because we've learned how to handle even situations when they go awry. So at the beginning of our conversation, Ron, I said my book is not a downer. This is why, because there's a big section at the end of the book where I talk about how we learn from the success, the Sullenbergers of the world. Sullenberger, while he did write a lovely blog, a lovely blurb for my book, he's not in my book. And that's intentional, because Sullenberger is not the only person out there who pulls the fat out of the fire. And in the end of my book, I interview 6 airline pilots who had remarkable saves, near catastrophes averted. And they were averted by one thing, the quick thinking, novel problem solving skills of the people in the front of the airplane. It's such an important lesson. Why? Not because your chances of being on one of those near disasters is so great, but because I think all of us in our daily lives and everything we do, radio hosting, writing books, being a parent, we can learn from success that in ways that will make us all perform better in life. And that's the, when I said uplifting, that's the uplifting message in my book.
You know, we hear so many times about entertainers who are lost in airplane crashes. Luciano Pavarotti was in an airplane crash of a big airplane, I mean, like a 707, and survived. That story never hit the headlines. I mean, these are things that are, you know, buried because it's not big news. But you talk about the chain of events. The result of an accident is never one circumstance. It's always a chain of events. And I know that to be the case because I watch all these television shows, okay? What amazes me is that how you come up with the different solutions, and you call it
Occam's razor. Well, Occam's razor. Philosopher. His philosophy was that simplicity really does matter. The things are much more likely to happen by a simple means than a complex means. And I use that basically to refute some of these theories about what happened on Malaysia 370. You know, that somebody took control of the airplane from the E&E Bay and, you know, flew it to Kazakhstan, or that, you know, the plane was taken to Diego Garcia where the government is conducting experiments. I mean, there's all sorts of nonsensical theories about what happened to Malaysia 370. And when I took on, you know, my theory about what happened to Malaysia 370, what I wanted to do was say, look, what do we know has happened that's similar to what happened here? Because if it's happened before, that already tells me it's possible, as opposed to, you know, somebody hijacked the plane using some sort of, you know, digital blah, 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 and flew it off to, you know, to parts unknown. That hasn't happened before, therefore it's less likely to happen. So really, I use Occam's razor to basically say, you know, what do we know could have happened? And that's where I start. That's my starting point for what happened to Malaysia 370, which I theorize about in my book.
There's a fascinating pictorial, too. A couple of things that really grabbed me was the crash of Helos Flight 522, where they failed to set the pressurization when they took off from Cyprus, which really began the checklist routine. The other thing was the Comet. You know, that always kind of got me. That plane had so many problems in the first 2 years, just falling apart in the air, even though it was a very uniquely styled airplane with the engines built into the wings. And I remember this as a child when Secretary of the UN Dag Hammarskjöld was killed in a plane crash in 1961, and I didn't realize he was in a DC-6, kind of an antiquated piece of equipment for somebody that high up on the ladder.
Yeah, you know, they use charters. The UN has its own air service. Basically, they have a whole air operation in which they fly dignitaries around, and these are not necessarily the newest aircraft. So, you know, I don't know the politics that go on in the UN, but I suspect that that was the case back then as well. You talked about a number of different things in my book. I guess the one I'd like to talk about is the Helios 522, because it really is a remarkable story. And, you know, this was a case somewhat similar. I mean, this really is the building block for my theory about what happened to Malaysia 370. People don't know about Helios 522, and it's kind of a crazy story. The pilots took off from Cyprus, and they failed to pressurize the aircraft. And as it exceeded 12,000 feet inside, the masks dropped, and the pilots got a warning, but they were already mentally compromised, and they didn't actually respond the way they should have, which is to get that airplane back down to where people could breathe unassisted.
Right.
Instead, the airplane continued to fly, and the pilots tried to diagnose the problem, getting stupider and stupider with every minute. And when I say stupid, I mean because they didn't have enough oxygen to keep their brains working. So there they were, making stupid mistakes and errors in judgment as the plane continued to fly on automatic pilot, until finally they passed out.
Yeah.
And in the back, all these passengers with oxygen masks on also passed out. And the plane continued to fly until it ran out of fuel and crashed into a mountain. Now that's really, as far as I'm concerned, a blueprint of what happened on Malaysia 370, with some differences in the facts. But all the other behavior of that airplane, turning around, flying north, flying west, flying south, it makes no logical sense. And that's why I attribute that airplane accident, Malaysia 370, to a similar case of pilots being robbed of their ability to think because they didn't have enough oxygen.
Wow, fascinating stuff. Thanks, Christine, and we want to have you back.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest has been Christine Negroni, the author of the book, The Crash Detectives, Investigating the World's Most Mysterious Air Disasters. The more you learn about flight, the more you feel safer. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, live all across the USA and around the world, and we're going to talk about around the world with our next guest who has been with us in the past. She is a humanitarian, former television news reporter, and she is the Director of Public Relations for World Vision. That is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and we're going to be talking about a event and an important one that is coming up on May 4th. Joining us right now is Lauren Fisher. Hi, Lauren. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
Lauren, May 4th is the big day that we're going to be chatting about, but let's talk about why we're going to be chatting about it, because I have a statistic in here that is unbelievable, and the last time I heard it, which I think was the last time you were on the air, I could not believe it, that World Vision works in 100 countries around the world and is the largest non-governmental provider of clean water in the developing world. Daily, women and children actually are carrying 40 gallons of water, unfiltered, untreated, an average of 3.5 1.7 miles a day. That's their job. I guess the husbands are out doing something else. Tell us about World Vision and about this terrible thing when it comes to getting fresh water and working so hard to get it. And actually, even when they get it, it's not even fresh. It's unfiltered.
That's right. So around the world, 844 million people don't have access to clean water. And I've met so many girls who are walking for miles. It's a walk that can take them hours to do, to water that is muddy, water that is often being used by animals, to wash clothes in. So this is a walk they're taking, like you said, of about 6 kilometers, almost 4 miles, with heavy water to water that they know could even make them sick, water that isn't clean.
This is causing terrible illnesses and death. In fact, there's a statistics I have here that says almost 1,000 children under the age of 5 die each day from contaminated water. That's unbelievable.
It's startling, isn't it? And the thing is that water stems from so many other issues, though. So clean water means that a child can be malnourished. They could even be receiving proper nutrition, but their body can't absorb it because they have a parasite or they have another issue due to dirty water. And so it's unthinkable that something we can just turn on the tap for here in the U.S. is literally deadly for children around the world. And then on top of that, as I mentioned, when you're talking about walking that far for water, that means girls aren't able to go to school. They're stuck carrying the water back and forth. People have back aches and neck aches from carrying the water that far. And then on top of it, there's just no room to dream, right? Even for a mother, not time to take care of her child, and definitely not time to think about a business or for improving their lives. It's all focused around trying to get that water to survive.
If my memory serves me right, did you not witness this firsthand during your reporting days?
I did. So, and actually with World Vision, I've traveled to Niger, to Senegal, to Rwanda, and I've seen firsthand, I've met girls who are brilliant. One girl, Confiance, was 11 years old in Rwanda, brilliant, fluent in English, wants to be a teacher, or actually maybe a reporter, she told me, but she was late for school every day. When she got there, she was filthy because she's carrying the water. I took the walk with her, and it was miles, it was very hot, this big jerry can that I could barely lift, and way down a steep hill, and it was remote on top of everything. And so she's doing this early in the morning as a young girl, so you can imagine she's worried about attackers, maybe even animals. And when she gets down there, that was the most startling part for me, because the water was just so filthy, dirty, and the animals were literally in it. You know, there are flies nearby. And she knows this, right? She was super smart. She was talking to me about this water. She realizes that she has to do this walk for water that she knows she's going to take back to her family. She talked about her little sibling, and he would often get sick. And they know it's from the water, but they don't have a choice. And so that was just really, really heartbreaking and startling for me.
Lauren, does boiling the water help at all? I mean, I know that's not the solution, but does that approach getting it a little bit better than just taking it out of the source?
It can, but then that's using up firewood or other things to create that boiling water every day. And a lot of times that's even at a premium, especially if you're thinking about the desert. They don't have wood, or if they do, they're using it to generate income. One thing we do is we partner with P&G, actually, and we do packets that can help chlorinize the water and filter out some of the worst of the impurities, but it's all just a temporary solution, because even the walk is just part of what's so devastating. But there are temporary fixes. If we know we can bring, for example, World Vision's bringing clean water to a village, and it's just those few years in between, can we help some families in that time period? They're all very, you know, stopgap, short-term solutions.
What countries does this take place? I'm sure there are areas that it happens and you don't even know it at this point, but what are the countries that you're involved with and really lead in this devastation?
So we're in nearly 100 countries around the world. A lot of the problem centers in sub-Saharan Africa, which is a desert area, and so that's where you see some of the worst problems with water access and walking long ways to get it. There not being much water, and when we come in, really having to figure out how to drill for that water. As the largest provider of clean water outside of the government, we reach one new person every 10 seconds, so really experts at this. That can be really challenging in some of these places. Nonetheless, we believe through our community-based model that the water crisis is solvable in our lifetime. And that we are hoping to bring clean water to everyone, everywhere we work by the year 2030, and that's 50 million people.
Wow, that's great. Tell us about the event that's happening on May 4th that everybody listening to our voices right now and more can help in this effort.
Well, I love this because it really is simple, and it's something you can do from your own backyard. The World Vision Global 6K for Water on May 4th.
What you do is you go online and you can register for this race, and we send you everything in the mail that you would need for a race. We send you your T-shirt, even a medal, and a picture on your bib of the child that you are helping. Your $50 registration fee gives clean water that lasts to one person. So you're literally walking that 6K, and remember, that's the distance that the average person is walking in the developing world for clean water. You're walking it so that they don't have to.
How do you get involved? How do you go about it? When I was a disc jockey, we coordinated walks through radio stations, which really helped because they had the vehicle to really promote it. But how can you get involved?
Well, so you go to worldvision6k.org, and there's a lot of different ways you can be involved. So you can do the race from anywhere. It's one of the things I love about it. You can map out a route in your own neighborhood and go to our website, and we show locations all around you when you put in your address. So you can join other people at a nearby church, at a nearby community center where they might be walking the race, or you can create a virtual team online with family and friends from around the country. It can be a walk or a run, and it's a 6K. It's a lot more accessible. You know, you don't have to be an athlete or train a long time to do it.
And 6K is not 6 miles, ladies and gentlemen. It's 3.7 miles, correct?
Exactly. Yep, okay. It's 3.7 miles.
Why are the women and children responsible? Why aren't the husbands, the men?
Usually the men are out farming, and they're or doing the income generating, so they might be selling the farm goods. So it falls to the women and children most of the times to do this task. And it really does take up their whole day. It's tough to see, you know, especially you see women pregnant. You see young children often walking with their siblings. I see 4- and 5-year-olds walking with heavy, heavy containers of water.
Really a daunting experience to watch and to think about. If you want to be involved with this great effort on May 4th, go to worldvision6k.org. That's worldvision6k.org. Unbelievable. So thank you for your efforts and let us be part of that team, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Lauren. Lauren Fisher has been our guest, and she is the Director of Public Relations for World Vision. And there's more to come with Ron Zedgy today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-275
877-674-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include my friend Charlie Daniels, Kevin Costner, Christine Negroni, whose book Crash Detectives is out right now, and from World Vision, Lauren Fisher. Next hour, very talented lady, the classy Rita Coolidge. From This Is Us on NBC, Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley, actor Hal Linden, and from HGTV, Kitchen Cousins, Anthony Carino. And that's all coming up next hour. We're going to pause, but when we return, my first guest, the second hour, will be Rita Coolidge.